The following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised. This is Vaguely News.
Coming up, the Guptas return to assume the presidency. Rossi Erasmus selected to become a fashion model. And foreigners fail a new South Africanist test. A very good morning to you. It's Saturday, June the 18th, 2022. Welcome to Vaguely News. I'm Rob Vega. South African director of rugby, Rossi Erasmus, has been selected as the face for a new range of cosmetics and sanitary products for sportsmen and women. That's according to a Twitter post from his account, in which he describes how he's always wanted to be a model, but settled for the glory of being a Springbok instead. Erasmus allegedly said in the post that rugby players in particular need to pay more attention to their personal grooming, tidy up and clean the change rooms after matches like the All Blacks do, and get in touch with their emotional center in order to develop psychological maturity. Vaguely News reached out to Erasmus for comment.
Okay, Erasmus here. So, being an asshole, you're a little bit of a virus. You're being an absolute...
The Twitter post has since been deleted, and Rossi is no longer returning Vaguely News calls. On to our next story. South Africa's favorite sons, the Gupta boys, are back in town. According to sources, the former South African government management team touched down at OR Tambo yesterday evening on a private charter from Moscow. On Monday, the brothers will be sworn in as the new acting presidents of South Africa, while soon-to-be former President Ramaphosa takes a short leave of absence to sort out his bull. The siblings are reportedly excited at the prospect of being in charge again, despite acknowledging they know nothing about politics, adding that they hope to gain as much as possible from this experience. AJ Gupta said he and his brother were anxious to put the past behind them and just wanted to do a business.
I'm not a politician. We are the businessman. We only want to do a business.
And finally, the Department of Foreign Relations has responded with concern to the number of foreigners trying to fake South Africanness in order to gain access to the country at airports around the world. Sources believe that South Africa's natural beauty, great climate, cheap food, and proper wine give it the edge when it comes to international tourism. However, this advantage has become something of a nightmare as foreigners try to pass themselves off as locals in order to bypass passport controls. Despite this, officials say that the screening process has so far prevented all unwanted visitors to the Rainbow Nation with a simple pronunciation test of two popular examples of South Africanness, Babuti and Die Antwoord.
Babuti. Babuti.
Bobotai.
Babuti.
Babuti.
Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord.
And that's it. That's Vaguely News. I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up with Rob Vega.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 102.7.